All right,
we'll call the Community Relations Committee meeting to order for Wednesday, January 28th at 6 o'clock, and we'll stand for the pledge.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
States of America.
The United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. It's a little more difficult on the Zoom. Roll call.
Robert Hyder.
Here.
Emil Kurtica.
Here.
Ronald Sill.
Here.
And Charles Sampson.
I am here.
Okay, you have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. All right, for four additions, deletions, corrections, we have none there that I am aware of. And I see Sergeant Brown is here from the police department when we get into our agenda. Very good. Public portion, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak at this time? Just say your name, your address, and you can speak.
Sure, my name's Michael Riccio. I'm on 109 Durenzo Heights. I've been a resident in Derby most of my life. As I'm sure you guys have noticed, crime has been ramping up way more than I've ever seen it. And a lot of us in the community are ready to do something to make a difference. So I started a neighborhood watch on Facebook. We have a pretty big following so far. I think it's somewhere around almost 200 members in Derby. And then we also have the surrounding towns, Ansonia and Shelton. We'd like to get a little more organized, but we're not really 100% sure where to go from here. We were kind of hoping DPD would have some pointers for us, maybe work with us to try to make a difference.
Yeah, when we get into the agenda, we'll ask Sergeant Brown to chime in. But right now in the public portion, you know, you can talk, and then I'll let you speak again when we get on the agenda item also.
Sure.
Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone else who wishes to speak from the public? One more time. Anyone else from the public? Hearing none, the public portion is closed. I see on number 6 and on number 7, those aren't available, our minutes from September and December there. So I need a motion to table on those.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hyder, is there a second? I'll second that. Discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
We'll move on to number 8, Neighborhood Watch Program. Discussion with Rain Turner and Michael Riccio and possible recommendations to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. And Sarge, you can chime in anytime when you feel is appropriate. Okay, who wants to start off? I know, Mike, you said a little there, but.
Sure. So, like I said, you know, we just want some pointers from DPD, hopefully get a little more organized.
Right now you're strictly online, and was it a Facebook thing?
Yes.
Yeah. And how do your members join? Just.
We have a couple questions that we ask before they join, and as long as they answer the questions, they're from somewhere in the valley, they join the page. And then we invite them to the chat from there.
Okay.
And so
you're looking to help out, like through people, of course, seeing things. And is this like using people's Ring cameras? And
yeah, absolutely. I've already made recommendations to the group members to get cameras. Some of the more cost-effective ones on Amazon, you know. As long as they have some way to record people that are trying to break into cars. That's one of the biggest things that's been going on lately is kids pulling on door handles, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's amazing how many people don't lock their cars either.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I think it's a great thing. I think we tried it several years ago, but it really didn't get going. And I think people are more aware now, and with all these cameras and everything, and we could actually be a help to the police department, but you probably need to get a little organization, and I'll let Sergeant Brown.
Yeah, I mean, made a good point. You know, they've ran these things in the past. You know, that I did try to find a little bit of research on it. You know, the neighborhood watch groups were really big. Turn off this radio. They were really big. They started in the 70s and 80s, obviously, for that reason. For, excuse me, one second. Let me just turn off this radio.
I think he's on the desk.
Yeah, got a radio in the room. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Usually in the 70s and 80s, we had different resources available to us. You know, people were at work during the day, and things like this were happening, you know, in their neighborhoods. These neighborhood watch groups, you know, really came in handy for the people that were there at the time to, you know, communicate things, you know, not only among themselves, but to the police department to try to get as much information as possible. Sometimes they worked, sometimes they didn't. One of the stats was, like, from 2008, the Justice Report found about 16% average in decrease in crime. But some areas were lower than others. You know, a lot of that had to play with, you know, the crime and, you know, type of areas. One of the things that, you know, the Missouri Police Department does is they're part of the Ring Network.
So, Sarge, can you turn your volume up a little bit? You're kind of hard to hear.
See, I never get that. I always get them too loud.
That's a little better, yeah.
You know, we are part of the Ring Neighborhood. We are partnered with that. I know Mr. Riccio was saying that his members, he encourages them to go out and get those, the cameras. Obviously, they do help a lot. One of the things is you don't need to have one of those cameras to be part of that Ring Neighborhood to get the alerts, to get the videos, to get all the information to try to keep your neighborhood safe. That seems to be the way that a lot of these neighborhood watch kind of entities are forming now, is with social media, as opposed to trying to organize with everybody's schedules, trying to get an meetings together and information together and trying to keep the peace within the neighborhood at the same time. Obviously, you know, he did, you know, it sounds like he's done what the primary structure of a neighborhood watch is, whether it's online or in person. Is, you know, he started it, you know, he identified a problem, mentioned breaking the cars, which is affecting every area. You know, try to organize it within the members. You know, he has whatever his criteria is for people to join that, and then basically just kind of run it amongst themselves, but remembering to keep that key line of information open to us to forward that information that they get, you know, to relay that information. I can't, you know, kind of put it, you know, you can't be anonymous. So even if you are within that messaging group or the Facebook group, you can still call us if you think it's a neighbor and, you know, hey, this is a video, it's my neighbor, I don't want my name on it. This is who we think it is. And it gives our guys a little bit more to go on. The only caution I will say is when you're doing those questionnaires of anybody joining, is just be careful of where the chats go. You know, make sure that it's, you know, the organization of these things is the hardest part. Keep it on track, keep it civil. Try to, whoever the organizer is, I'm assuming maybe you, Mr. Riccio, you know, make sure that it doesn't become the opposite. You know, you want a better neighborhood, not right within the neighborhood when people start, you know, pointing fingers and stuff like that. So try to keep that structure right, if you can. And when it gets to a certain point where, you know, you feel like, hey, we have a lot of information, we think we see these trends, you know, that would be the point where you reach out, you know, hey, maybe we want to meet with somebody and see if there's something, because we see this trend. But that Ring Network really does make that structure, you know, nice, because everything just comes right to us. It's not like, hey, everybody, how many people are available next Thursday if you want to get a meeting? It's just, you know, getting all the information available and forwarding it to, you know, either the investigating officer or if it's something bigger, maybe the technical stuff.
Sergeant,
was
there, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Go ahead, Ron.
Sergeant, would there be a liaison at the police department that the neighborhood watch could reach out to directly rather than, like, maybe calling the desk?
I mean, obviously the desk wouldn't be, you know, would be the first choice, but, you know, I could reach out to the chief to get further guidance on where they would want to go. I don't know if there would necessarily be a particular liaison, but there's usually an investigating officer if there's a previous case. You know, for example, the car was broken into yesterday, this neighborhood watch group, you know, through the cameras, you know, they think they have a suspect. You know, there's a officer attached to that report, And depending on where it goes, it would either stay with that officer.
Okay.
I can relay that to him.
Yeah, the key here is to keep your group focused and non-political and doing what they want to do to protect their neighborhoods and areas, all in the same line that what you started up to. Don't let it drift into, you know, other things. But I myself think this is a wonderful idea. I'm 100% behind it. I think it's great.
The last thing I want to chime in is just to make sure that the efforts of that group remain, you know, observe, be aware, get information, and notify us, and not go down the route, you know, of observe and act. That's a
right. I've told them a couple times. Sorry to cut you off. I've mentioned a couple times that we're observe and report only. We're not vigilantes, you know. So we'll let you guys do all that work. We just want the neighborhood to be safer.
Appreciate the assistance. I mean, you guys are the eyes and ears over in the, you know, you're on Dennis Road. Something happens at 3:17 in the morning. You've got a video that goes a long way. And, you know, we've got partnering agencies that can help us out. And that definitely helps with that.
One of the residents on the hilltop reached out to me today, concerned that this can go to you, Mike, to maybe let the people online not necessarily dispel when they're not going to be home or when they're going on vacation, because certain people were mentioning, you know, listen, I'm going away, you know, on such and such date. You, obviously, if people are these criminals are on this page looking, now they have a target, you know, so they want to be you know, more cognizant of not doing that, because I'm certain you're not necessarily vetting the people who join. It's just people right. who are indicating they live in certain streets, and you're assigning them to certain watch programs. But that's one thing that we have to be careful of, that they're not, you know, letting everyone know when they're not going to be home.
I agree.
And one other item that this resident brought up was someone had mentioned, and I saw it myself, how they saw kids out in the early morning. Derby High School starts really early, so kids are out at the bus stop really early. So it's still dark at 6:30 in the morning. So, you know, even though these kids are, you know, outside at 6:30 in the morning, they're likely, you know, just going to their bus stop, or you know, if it's late at night, maybe they're walking to their job if they live in a neighborhood where there's a business that they work at. So, you know, like you said, we can't be like officers or Sergeant Brown said, we can't be you know, acting. We have to just, you know, keep our eyes open and make sure we're not acting on, you know, individuals that aren't necessarily doing anything wrong. Maybe just going to the bus stop or walking to work.
I'll definitely be bringing that up.
Yeah.
How long ago did you start this, Mike?
Maybe 2-3 weeks.
Okay. And you say you're up to like 200, huh?
Yeah, there's a decent amount of people. People are concerned.
Oh, I think it's great.
If you know, we do it,
you know, it's great.
Sergeant Brown, if you can elaborate a little more on that ring. I know Chief Narowski had sent an email to the subcommittee earlier today that the you obviously don't necessarily have to have the camera, but you can still join the ring community. And there, it's a free service?
Yeah, so I do not, unfortunately, have the specifics on it. I know the biggest thing is you don't need to have the ring device itself to be a part of the notifications and the network, if you will.
Okay.
Community. I will forward to him to see if there's anything additional as far as registering for that, but I don't believe there's any.
I do have a link that Chief Narowski had sent earlier today. I can pass that along to the coordinators.
Great, that's where all the videos that we're getting now are coming from those ring cameras at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
Yeah, great. Mike. Charlie Simpson, it's actually called the Neighbors app, and you can download that on your iPhone or an Android phone. And it's going to ask you for just basic information. Actually, you put your address in, and it will, and you select the criteria as far as the radius of area that you'd like to have. I have it on both my personal phone covers my home, and my iPhone covers my work area. and it will give you alerts up to, my radius is 2.5 miles. So anything that happens within a 2.5 mile radius, people go to this app. They can actually, if you have the Ring, you can upload your video to the Ring. And you can also just put an alert out there that, you know, kids in my driveway trying to get into my car. At any 24/7, 365, you can enter this stuff. And it goes to everybody who has signed up for the Neighbors app. And they get an alert immediately as soon as you put it in there.
That's good.
There's also you don't have to give away your address. So you could do it anonymously, per se. You could say, you know, in the area of Dorenzo Heights, you don't have to say exactly where you live. And the app will put up a map. It'll put up the video, like I said. But it will alert those people who have requested notices in that radius area.
It's a great app. And I love that it's anonymous, too. So when you are giving information, you're not giving any of your personal details. Your profile isn't even your name. It just says neighbor 29 or whatever number it assigns you. So it's great.
Yeah, because that makes people nervous sometime and they wouldn't say anything. So it does make it more helpful, yeah. Well, is there anything else we want to add? Do you need anything else from us tonight, Mike, or...?
I was wondering if we had any pamphlets for Neighborhood Watch. I read on Wiki that sometimes local police departments have Neighborhood Watch pamphlets. Do you guys have any of that, Sergeant Brown?
To my knowledge, I don't know if we have anything like that.
Okay.
Because I'm not an active Neighborhood Watch, like I said, most of the stuff is being addressed on the neighbor app type services now, just because you reach such a larger scale of people and you get so much more information with the videos and the alerts as opposed to, you know, trying to reach out to people individually. So I can't look into it. I don't believe there are any current ones. Like I said, most of the stuff now with everything online is kind of a movement.
Okay,
and we can sort of be the board, Robbie, myself, or any be a liaison on the board, too, between the police department if you need it. But, of course, if there's actual things happening, you go directly to them. But we can help you along the way with this if we could, you know, anything you need.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Is there anything else on this? Camille, you got anything on this or anything? Okay. So there's nothing to bring. We could announce this. I'd like to bring it to the full board as far as making them aware of what we had here and what we're doing, so that everyone on the board will know. So we'll bring that up at our meeting in February. But that's
okay.
All. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to move on to number 9, sustainable CT program and resolution.
You know what? I just see if you could let me in now. The computer just started to let me on. If it says please wait, the meeting host will let you on. You see it's saying connecting. Oh my God. Okay, I'm on.
there you are. All right, let's start.
Thank
the
meeting. You. Oh,
no, just kidding.
I could get off the phone now and do this. Computer on it. Okay.
All right, we're going to move on to number 9, yeah. And I turn it over to Superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hello, everybody. Just wanted to pitch an idea for the community that was brought to my attention actually through my son. He was working on a potential project with a team and David Morgan and Greg Johnson and the MLK Unity in the Community Committee on a mural project. And brought to our attention the opportunity to belong to Sustainable CT. And in the process of looking into it, I reached out to Drew, and he actually attended a workshop on this, I think in the past year, over in Monroe. But it's an organization that promotes sustainable projects and supports sustainable projects in communities across Connecticut. There's currently 117 communities out of the 169 that are registered with Sustainable CT. What I found out through my son is when they went to look is for support for a mural project is Derby is not one of those 117 communities. So reached out to Sustainable CT, got some more information. And really what it is communities coming together to support each other. You register with Sustainable CT and you're automatically eligible for match funding for community sustainable community projects. And I'll just take a second to show you the list of type of projects that are potentially meet the criteria for match funding. And you'll recognize some of these projects we've done as a community over the past year and that otherwise would have been supported with match funding, 50% match funding by this organization, by this collaborative. But you think of the community gardens that we did just in the last year, one right in the corner across from my office is an example of a project. Other projects on the green that we might have done, farmers markets that might be planned for, planting of trees, public art, which is the project for the MLK Unity and the Community Committee that we were pursuing the funding for. But there's a host of projects that every community does that can be supported by this collaborative. And you raise X number of dollars and they'll match that funding just for being registered with Sustainable CT. There are other levels of certification as you go along, if that's something you choose to pursue, but it's nothing you have to pursue. But you'll be awarded points for certain projects toward becoming a certified member of Sustainable CT. So it's kind of just an opportunity to register those products, receive points for that, and work towards certification over time, but nothing we have to do right away or even over time. And there's no cost involved. So you're simply registering. And the way to register is it's in your packet. You pass a resolution. So the Board of Aldermen would pass a resolution. I did provide a sample resolution. And you assign three individuals in the community as your primary sustainable CT team, which could be an elected official and staff member. I thought since most projects like this would come through this committee anyway, it's really just a standing committee. Doesn't have to be named with individuals, simply three kind of placeholders in terms of title that make up that initial team. And I thought maybe this committee being three might make sense, or even four now, might make sense for this committee to be the named in the resolution as the team. And there's really nothing you have to do other than submit the registration. From that point, even if somebody else came up with a community project that didn't have to go through your committee, they would be eligible to go into the website and register for the match funding for that project. I think it makes sense that any project does come through this committee, but it wouldn't be a requirement of the registration. I just think it makes good sense to keep track of what projects are being funded through this Sustainable CT registration. And a number of those have to come before this committee anyway to get started.
Yeah, it sounds like we could be missing out. I think it's a worthwhile thing too. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen people talking about starting a composting area in the city online on the community pages. So yeah, absolutely. This is a great idea. And I think it makes a lot of sense just to say the members of the community relations subcommittee be the point contact.
Right. Yeah, and they can change as it goes. It changes, but right. It'll be yeah. Right. Yeah, no, that's a good idea too. Yeah. Even things along the Greenway, things we can do that'd be community and be very visible.
Yeah.
No, sounds good.
Awesome. All righty.
Yeah, you're good. Okay. Well, then we can, I would need a motion to have a resolution drawn up and name this committee as the standing members to start this off. So we'll name, we'll have a motion to bring it to the full board and name this committee and have a resolution hopefully drawn up for the full board meeting.
I do have a resolution drawn up, Chairman Sill. It's a part of the, I'll send to you tonight. And,
great.
It's a package that we sent.
Yeah, it was in our package. I'm trying to find it now.
We can draw, it's just a generic one. We can put the particulars in there based on what your motion is.
Okay, all right.
The particulars are in there, but if you need to modify it, you can. But I did take the liberty of making those modifications should the committee pass this tonight.
Yeah, I think we're all in favor, right, Camille, Rob?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So, Rob, you can make that in the form of a motion.
Yeah, so... I'd like to make that in the form of a motion to move the sustainable CT municipal certification program to the full board for approval in February.
Camille, you want to second that? I can see your mouth moving. Okay, that's good enough. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, Matt, on that.
Well, thank you.
Does anyone have anything else? Okay, then we'll motion to adjourn at 6:28. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hyder. Discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Stay safe.
Yeah.